From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the weeks of November 13th and November 20th, 2023.
What you gonna do when the river runs dry? When there's no more water in your way? You won't know when to give it that one last try.
That's part of River Runs Dry by Blacksburg, Virginia musician Cat Mills. The song, in which water sources are metaphors for the songwriter's inspiration, opens a Thanksgiving season episode featuring expressions of gratitude for literal water sources not running dry. Here are three such expressions by people from North America, Vietnam, and Kenya. 1. The Haudenosaunee people, an alliance of six Native American tribes that was formerly known as the Iroquois Confederacy, has a traditional Thanksgiving address of greetings to the natural world. The address includes greetings to 17 aspects of the world, such as people, plants and animals, the moon and stars, winds and thunder, and the Creator. Here's the greeting to the waters. We give thanks to all the waters of the world for quenching our thirst and providing us with strength. Water is life. We know its power in many forms, waterfalls and rain, mists and streams, rivers and oceans. With one mind, we send greetings and thanks to the spirit of water. Now our minds are one. 2. Vietnamese spiritual leader Thich Nhat Hanh has written many gathas, that is, short reflections or meditations, on daily activities. Here is his gatha for turning on the water. Water comes from high mountain sources. Water runs deep in the earth. Miraculously, water comes to us and sustains all life. My gratitude is filled to the brim. And 3. About 10 years ago, a group of Kenyan schoolgirls wrote a poem in gratitude for a newly drilled well in their community. Here's that poem. Dear water, it was hard to get to you. Waking up at dawn, buckets on our heads, donkeys loaded with jerry cans. Miles we walked in the scorching heat to look for you. Dear water, at last you came. Sweet water, our backs are rested, the miles are no more, diseases are gone. For you are closer to us. Dear water, you are such a blessing. One can find countless other expressions of awareness of and gratitude for water's many vital purposes in writings by poets, politicians, professors, prophets, pundits, and plenty of others. For one last short reading, we return to one of the water metaphors in our opening music, and quote a Benjamin Franklin comment that applies not only to water, but also to anything one has and can lose. When the well's dry, we know the worth of water. Thanks to people everywhere who know and speak about the worth of water. Thanks also to Cat Mills for permission to use this episode's music, and with hope that this won't be the case for you or anyone, we close with about 30 more seconds of River Runs Dry. Happy Thanksgiving.
What you gonna do when the river runs dry? Guess I have to pay up and leave my own.
Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Stuart Scales for his banjo version of Cripple Creek to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.